Welcome to Katz Reviews. This is Ed Katz of Catnip Marketing, marketing consultant by day, theater and film critic by night, with my weekly review segment, Katz Reviews, here for you on WICC 600. After reading The Will Rogers Follies was coming to the Goodspeed Opera House in East Haddam, Connecticut, my mind immediately wondered who would play Will Rogers. Having seen Woody Says at Westport Playhouse last year, which starred David Lutkin as Woody Guthrie, you may recall I said he seemed born to play that role. I thought he could also play Will Rogers, and lo and behold, here he is. Lutkin has this charming aw shucks persona that makes it easy for him to win over an audience. And the standing ovation he received the night I saw the Will Rogers Follies shows he did indeed win them over. If you wonder why Goodspeed would reach all the way back to the 1930s to find this show to revive, well, listen to the dialogue as Will Rogers reads newspapers from 90 years ago and muses about politics and politicians, and you will be amazed how the more things change, the more they stay the same. Somehow this package is all wrapped up in the kind of show Goodspeed usually does best. Bright, fun, song and dance, and here with added rope tricks, that while it could cross over to be corny, they still managed to pull it all off with a wink and tongue planted in cheek. The creative team behind the show starts with the book by Peter Stone, who wrote the brilliant 1776. And the music was composed by Cy Coleman with lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. These names are Broadway royalty. All are legends. But while the Will Rogers Follies won several awards on Broadway, it is no 1776. Here the direction is by Don Stevenson, and the nice choreography, which appropriately includes several fun tap dance routines, is by Kelly Barkley. The Rogers' narration actually removes almost any level of suspense because he tells you ahead of time when he will get married and even when and how he will die. The show is saying to the audience, there's no need to try to build suspense for these events. They happened as parts of his life, and the show is relating them to you just as it does his 2,500 performance run in the Ziegfeld Follies, complete with more of his folksy wisdom and sayings and those dazzling showgirls costumes worthy of Las Vegas. Those dazzling costumes, which deserve 5 stars on their own, are by Ilona Samogi, and they will amaze you how she completely rethought Western cowgirl outfits to make them appear so sexy. The bold and bright lighting is by Rob Denton, who somehow manages to make Brooke Lacey, playing Flo Ziegfeld's favorite, sparkle in every scene, and when she is among the other Ziegfeld dancers, the lights that follow her still somehow shine a little brighter on her already radiant visage. The female lead is Catherine Walker, playing Rogers' wife, Betty Blake, who is unfortunately relegated to spending much of her onstage time complaining to Will that he's almost never home and she and their 4 kids miss him. So this show is not without its flaws. As I said, there's no real suspense. And while much of it is charming, not all the folksy humor and political jokes land well. Also, the long first act could be cut by about 15 minutes as it drags on with too much of the same thing. But Act 2 moves along at a better pace. In spite of it being heavy on narration and lacking suspense, there are several thoughtful and amusing moments, many at the same time, as well as some great dancing and those marvelous costumes. So I give the Will Rogers Follies 3.5 stars out of 5. It runs at Goodspeed through June 21st. For more info, go to goodspeed.org. Catch my reviews right here this time each week and on my Facebook page and website, katzreviews.com, where you will find all my WICC 600 reviews. This is Ed Katz talking theater for WICC 600.